According to the National Council on Aging, the top scams perpetrated against seniors are government imposter scams, sweepstake and lottery scams, robocalls and phone scams, and computer tech support scams. But is this time of the year even more dangerous for seniors to fall victim to a scammer with a little more cash in their pocket after getting a tax refund? Let's ask Brian Watson, community outreach specialist for the advocacy group ROSE, which stands for Resources and Outreach to Safeguard the Elderly. Brian, thanks for getting up early with us. I'm sure scammers are totally aware that IRS refund checks have hit banks, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're looking for any opportunity, and that it would be a prime time to do the IRS impersonation scam, which has been going on for 10 years. But they're looking to take all your money. So I think the scams year-round is they're trying to get people.
So what is the most common senior scam in Arizona?
Well, the most prevalent is always going to be the phishing schemes, you know, just the thousands, if not millions of emails that go out trying to trick people. But the thing that we're seeing right now is these tech support scams. People told their money is in jeopardy at the bank, and the person who's pretending to be a bank employee convinces them to pull their money out and put it into a Bitcoin ATM. That is the crime du jour right now. If you find yourself putting cash into a Bitcoin ATM, you are being scammed.
And often the scammers actually talk them into getting control of their computers, don't they?
Right, and that's part of the tech support scam. You never want to give remote access. They'll tell you, you know, they'll say you got charged for something and they want to return the money to you, but you have to do it through their little system where you request the money. They're asking for remote access. That is basically letting someone sit in front of your computer and have total control. And then what they do is they move money, and then they say, we overpaid you, and then that's when they trick you to going down to putting cash into the Bitcoin ATM.
We are talking with Brian Watson, who's with the group ROSE, which stands for Resources and Outreach to Safeguard the Elderly. Is there such a thing as like a lead list, you know, for scammers? How do they know that people are seniors, or do they just do this en masse and then happen to stumble across somebody who's maybe not as tech savvy as a younger person?
No, the scammers of today are much more organized than 15, 20 years ago. They are criminal gangs. They're organized. When I was with federal law enforcement down in Tucson, we had a case where the scammers were going after people with the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. Mm. And we knew from the trial, all the testimony, they were only calling people that were 80 plus, and they were buying lead lists of people that they targeted, and they felt
wow.
It was much worth their time and effort to only call people that were over 80.
Wow. So here's an important question, I think. How do we keep our parents and grandparents from getting scammed without making them feel like they've become the children and we've become the parents?
No, and it's very tricky because you don't want to insult their intelligence.
Right.
You have to have a plan. The plan can't be, I hope it doesn't happen to me. What I really encourage people to do is go to roseadvocacy.org. That is our website. Sign up for our free monthly email list. I have both my parents signed up, so we all get the email, and then it's a great conversation starter. And that way I'm not insulting their intelligence by saying you're older and you can't handle your finances anymore. And it's worked out really well.
Even though it's coming from their son's group.
Right? Yeah, you know, but they know I have good intentions. And,
right.
And, you know, my mom started to fall for an Amazon gift card scam. And the reason why it worked is because someone compromised her friend's email. And so the email actually came from her friend. And my mom, who's very helpful, wanted to have my, you know, get some gift cards to my to her friend. And finally, my brother figured it out and said, Mom, you're getting scammed right now. And and my mom's a very smart person.
Right, right. No, our parents are all smart. They just don't know about how smart the thieves are out there. I one more real quick notice I saw the other day. I hadn't seen this before. I was in a major chain pharmacy, and there was an ATM that was right next to where I was checking out. And there was a sign on there basically telling you the government's never going to have you pay bills, you know, through an ATM, nor are they going to have you pay bills with a gift card.
Well, and we love that the private sector is getting on board with this. You'll see similar signs if you go to Target or Walmart in the lines where you would buy cashier's checks or any prepaid cards. And it would say the same thing. The government is not going to ask payment via this method.
All right. Once again, you can reach Brian Watson's group called ROSE by going to roseadvocacy.org and maybe sign up for that newsletter. That doesn't sound like a bad deal. That's a good way to convince the parents. You don't think they're dumb, but you want them to be safe, right?